Blog Talk Radio.
The mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never fading. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His wrath and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. And all this world with devils should fret unto us,
dear saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in Christ, who goes by the moniker Radio Reformer, will be presenting to you Proposition Number 41. And yes, we have already presented 40 propositions, and to date, we have not heard from a single member of the Joint College of African American bishops. We have not heard from one. That in and of itself, my dear brothers and sisters, speaks volumes. Not one of those so-called bishops, princes of the church, sages of the church, supposedly of Christ, scholars, men who don scholarly robes. Those men, and gals, by the way, not one of them has called this broadcast. The number here, 646-564-9730. Again, the number here is 646-564-9730, because in every broadcast, we give these individuals an opportunity to call in. And if they want to debate, we can debate. We can debate till the cows come home. Or we can debate till I cast out every single demon that they have. My dear brothers and sisters, this year marks the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. And although Pope Francis would like to end the Reformation, we won't let him. We will continue to fight the good fight of faith. We shall earnestly contend for the faith. We will push back against the forces of darkness. So let us read Proposition Number 41. The office of Metropolitan is unscriptural. The invention of Rome, and is completely anti-Christian. So we can break up this proposition into three parts. First of all, the office of Metropolitan is unscriptural. My dear brothers and sisters, I could argue from this text, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. The Bible says, St. Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote and declared, and he, speaking of Christ, gave to the church some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, and some to be teachers. Nowhere, nowhere does it say that Christ gave the church metropolitans. Nowhere. You can't find the word metropolitan in the New Testament. You can't find it in the Old Testament. You cannot find the office and rank of metropolitan, the office and ecclesiastical rank of metropolitan in the Bible. It is unscriptural. You cannot give me a proof text. You cannot give me a proof text. Therefore, the Joint College of African American Bishops, by introducing the term metropolitan, is corrupting, leavening, perverting the African American church. That office is not Christ given. It's not Christ given. Again, Ephesians 4:11, and he, speaking of Christ, gave to the church some apostles, others prophets, others evangelists, others pastors, others teachers. Metropolitan does not even come close to any of those, and don't tell me it comes close to pastor, because it doesn't. Don't try to insert it there, because it doesn't. Because when you read the Roman Catholic definition of what is a metropolitan, it doesn't fit anywhere in the New Testament. Therefore, I have succinctly proven with just one scripture that the office of metropolitan, as celebrated by the Joint College of African American Bishops, is unscriptural. It's unscriptural. Secondly, I will argue that it is an invention of Rome. When I mean Rome, I mean the Roman Catholic Church. When I mean Rome, I'm talking about the harlot church of Revelation 17 and 18. The office of metropolitan is an invention of Rome. And we know that Rome is apostate. Rome is apostate. Rome is against Christ in every which way. Thus, the office, if it's invented by Rome, if it's an invention like Rome. Now, remember, think about all the things that Rome invented. Think about all the things that Rome has invented purgatory. Rome has invented the doctrine, the infallibility of the Pope. Rome has invented the Assumption of Mary. Rome has invented the teaching that Mary is co-redemptrix with Christ, that she is the Queen of Heaven, she is the Queen of Mercy, she is the Queen of the Angels. Rome has invented the doctrine of praying to the saints. Rome has invented the doctrine of indulgences. Rome has invented the doctrine of the veneration of relics. We can just go on and on and on and on and on. All the things that Rome has invented, which, like Satan, blinds the minds of those who believe not. The office of metropolitan, an invention of Rome. Now, let me read it to you. I'm reading to you from the Dictionary of the Bible and Religion by Gentz. The Dictionary of Bible and Religion by Gentz. And in this dictionary, he has two articles dealing with the word metropolitan. The first article, which is found on page 688, states this concerning the metropolitan. The metropolitan is the bishop of a provincial capital, exercising jurisdiction over the whole church province and not merely a diocese. The metropolitan presides over a see approved by the Pope. Yes. Again, let me tell you, this is the Dictionary of Bible and Religion by William H. Gentz. It was published by Avedon Publishing House, Avedon Press. It states again, a metropolitan is the bishop of a provincial capital, exercising jurisdiction over a whole church province and not merely a diocese. The metropolitan presides over a see, S-E-E, approved by the Pope, and exercises authority over suffragan bishops in the province. Diocese and province are church structures derived from the Roman Empire. Again, let me read that. And this is all in the article. It's a short article, but it nails the definition. It's concise and powerful. It's to the point. Again, what is a metropolitan? Well, you're not going to find it in the Bible. You're not going to find this. You're not going to find the term in the Bible. So we have to turn to a dictionary of Bible and religion, and it's the religion aspect of this dictionary that gives you the definition. Again, a metropolitan, the bishop of a provincial capital, exercising jurisdiction over the whole church province and not merely a diocese. The metropolitan presides over a see approved by whom? By whom? Who must approve the metropolitan? The Pope does. And exercises authority over suffragan bishops in the province. Diocese and province are church structures derived from the Roman Empire. So, as you can see, I have proven to you that this is an invention of Rome. It's an invention of Rome. The metropolitan, the office of the metropolitan is unscriptural. Well, if you can't find it in the Bible, it's nowhere to be found. You can more readily find the Loch Ness Monster. You can more readily find Yeti. You can more readily find Bigfoot than you can find metropolitan in the Bible. You're not going to find it. You can read the Bible from cover to cover. You're not going to find the word metropolitan. It is unscriptural. Number two, it is the invention of Rome. Now, not only does this dictionary say it, but I have here with me, and because time is of the essence, I have with me the Catholic Encyclopedia, but it is a very special edition. It's a very, very special edition. It is a special edition put out by the Knights of Columbus. They took up the task of putting this encyclopedia together, which is massive. And this is a 1911 edition. It was a special edition, again, put out by the Knights of Columbus. Now, This is volume number 10. And in volume number 10 of this special edition of the Knights of Columbus, we have the word metropolitan. And, of course, on page 224, basically, this encyclopedia, Roman Catholic Encyclopedia, this special edition put out by the Knights of Columbus, says the same thing as the Dictionary of Bible and Religion put out by Goetz. Now let me read it to you. Metropolitan. In ecclesiastical language, now notice it says in ecclesiastical language, not biblical language, because you're not going to find it in the Bible. This is a term invented by the church. This you will find in a church lexicon dealing with church terms or ecclesiastical terms. In ecclesiastical language, whatever relates to a metropolis, a principal city, or see of an ecclesiastical province. Thus, we speak of a metropolitan church, a metropolitan chapter, a metropolitan official, etc. The word metropolitan, used without a qualificative, means the bishop of a metropolitan see, now usually styled or usually called archbishop. So, again, a metropolitan is a bishop of over other bishops. In the Dictionary of Liturgy, another Roman Catholic work, Dictionary of Liturgy, this, of course, was produced by a Roman Catholic publishing house, and this was put out by Reverend, the editor is Reverend Jovian Lang. And in this dictionary of the liturgy, when you go to the section entitled Metropolitan, it refers you back to Archbishop. So I went to Archbishop, to the article on Archbishop, and it says occasionally termed Metropolitan, which stands for Mother City. Now that's important. Remember that, Mother City, Mother City, Mother City. Well, what's the Mother City? Well, when you read Revelation 17, verse 4, let's go there. Revelation 17, 4, it says, verse 5, it says, and upon her forehead, this is speaking of the heart of church, was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of what? The mother of us all? No, the mother of harlots, the mother of harlots. So, the very term metropolitan, according to Reverend Jovian Lang, who put together this dictionary of the liturgy, which is a very prominent Catholic textbook, when he speaks of what is a metropolitan, it is a term that identifies the mother city. Well, Revelation also identifies the mother city, and the mother city is the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, and that is none other than Rome. So you see, my brothers and sisters, a metropolitan, the office, cannot be found in the Bible. Christ never gave his church a metropolitan, not one. This is the invention of the Roman Catholic Church. And as we already read, it is the Pope who assigns each metropolitan the region over which they will govern for the Pope. They're going to govern on behalf of the Pope. They're going to be the Pope's eyes and the Pope's ears and the Pope's mouth. They've been deputized by the Pope. So it is an invention of Rome to serve the purposes of Rome. But here's more. I'm going to read to you now from our Sunday visitors, Catholic Encyclopedia, the revised edition, by the Reverend Peter Stravinskas. Now, on the subject of the Metropolitan, and I can go on all day. I mean, I just pulled a few things off of my shelf. But he writes this on page 669. Of this massive book. He writes, an archbishop, a metropolitan, is an archbishop who is the head of an ecclesiastical province known as a metropolitan archbishop, and his archdiocese as the metropolitan archdiocese. The metropolitan is charged with seeing that the faith and ecclesiastical discipline are observed in the suffragan diocese of the province and notifying the Holy See of abuses. You see, as I said before, the Metropolitan is a rat. He's a snitch. He's a tattletaler for the Pope. He reports back to the Pope and says, okay, we're having troubles here, we're having troubles there. And, I mean, he's got to be the eyes of the Pope over this large region, this large territory. It goes on to say, with permission of the Holy See, in other words, with permission from the Pope, he can conduct a canonical visitation. In other words, he can come and set things in order for the Roman Catholic Church based on Roman Catholic canon law. That's his job. To promote canon law. To get people in line with Rome. Okay. It says, with permission of the Holy See, he can conduct a canonical visitation of an ecclesiastical institution if a suffragan bishop has neglected to do so. The Metropolitan also has the right to appoint an administrator to a vacancy if the College of Consultors fails to elect one or if one elected does not meet the canonical requirements. So in other words, a Metropolitan is the Pope's muscle. They do. As the Pope says, the Pope appoints metropolitans. We read that. The Pope, you just can't make yourself a metropolitan. The Pope has to appoint you metropolitan. You just can't go around calling yourself. You just can't grab the title and run with it. No. It has to be conferred upon you. That authority must be conferred upon you. And then you report back to the Pope, and you make sure that everything gets done to the Pope's liking based on Roman Catholic canon law. So notice, number one, the office of the Metropolitan is what? Unscriptural. You can't find it anywhere in the Bible. Number two, it is the invention of Rome. How do we know that? Well, because it's based on the structure of the Roman nation. This whole metropolitan and the diocese and the provincial cities, all of that is set up like ancient Rome. And the Roman Catholic Church adopted the same governmental structure that the Caesars had before them, the pagan Caesars. So, please note. Number one, you can't find it in the Bible. Number two, it is the invention of Rome to serve the purposes of Rome, and in particular, to enforce the vision of the Pope who is in power at these men. He's the one who appoints them. Well, Now let's listen to the one of the founders of the Joint College of African American Bishops, because I want you to hear how he calls himself. Well, I'll let him tell you what he is. Now remember, you can't be a metropolitan on your own. Rome has to designate you a metropolitan. So that tells us that this man must be an agent of Rome, because according to his videos, everything he does according to canon law. What canon law is he referring to? Well, he's referring to Roman Catholic canon law. We Protestants go by the canon of Scripture, Scripture alone. That's all we want. All we want is the canon of Scripture. This man is promoting the canon of Rome. It's based on the laws of how the Roman Catholic Church is to govern herself. Well, let's listen to this man talk about why is the Joint College of African American Bishops, why is it important? And then he's going to tell us who he is in the whole scheme of things. Let's listen, because it's quite informative.
Why is the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops important? The question, why is it important? It is important to the ongoing life of the Holiness Pentecostal movement as we know it, in that it provides for our community a similar ethos as does Lambeth for Anglicanism. We may not impact the entire church community, but we will and can impact any disenfranchised segment of the church. The Joint College is important because there is a continuing need for Episcopal training for African-American reformations that subscribe to the Episcopal style of leadership. The Joint College brings fresh sunshine of knowledge to a perpetually disenfranchised segment of the church. However, it is not so much knowledge that it destroys the fervor that is distinctive of the African-American heritage or experience. For example, the office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus.
The office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus, in other words, Metropolitan Archbishop. Now, we just read that. We read that. Where a metropolitan is an archbishop. In fact, when I went to one dictionary and I was looking up the word metropolitan, it said, go see archbishop. Because a metropolitan is an elevated archbishop. Not all archbishops are metropolitans, or are. But all metropolitans must be archbishops. You see, because they use the archbishopric as a stepping stone. See, if you're a good, the Pope doesn't wear boots, so I don't want to use the term bootlicker. The Pope wears slippers. He wears scarlet. He wears red slippers. So if you're a good slipper licker, and you're an archbishop, and the Pope likes the way you lick his slippers, then he'll make you a metropolitan. So a metropolitan is cut above the archbishop, but you have to be an archbishop in order to gain the title of metropolitan. So notice how he calls himself Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. Listen to this.
Or experience. For example, the office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus is titular to the denominations contiguous to the college because it only provides moral and spiritual authority and not constitutional authority.
You see, he's saying, listen, I'm just here. I'm not here to be your boss. I'm just here to be, I'm the archbishop, but I'm more than an archbishop, because in the Joint College there are other archbishops, but among the archbishops, I'm the metropolitanus. I am the one above them. In essence, he must be established by the Pope. He was handpicked by the Pope. He received the favor of the Pope, because we read in the Catholic dictionaries, no one can be a metropolitan on their own. They have to be picked by the Holy See. So this is why you see this man dressing as he does. He looks like a Roman Catholic priest. He looks like a Roman Catholic archbishop. He looks like a Roman Catholic metropolitan. This is why he's over the whole Joint College. There's no one like him. Now, he's one of four co-founders, but he's risen above them. He's the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. He's trying to impress us with his Latin. But I'm not impressed. Because, first of all, the title is unscriptural. And number two, it's an invention of Rome. Here it is again.
It's moral and spiritual authority and not constitutional authority. That is to say, is titular to the denomination. The office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. The office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. Experience, for example, the office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. The office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. The office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. For example, the office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus is titular to the denominations contiguous to the college, because it only provides moral and spiritual authority and not constitutional authority. That is to say, my office is intended to be a roadmap and not a law.
See, he's intended to be a roadmap, his office. He's supposed to point you to Rome. That's why he leads pilgrimages to Rome. That's why you find him on certain years that he and his group are attending the Pontifical College. Can you imagine? Who wants to go to the Pontifical College? The Pontifical College is the college over which the Pontifex Maximus reigns. What is Pontifex Maximus? Well, it's the pagan high priest. This is pagan. This is unscriptural. The title is unscriptural. It's the invention of pagan Rome. And he's reveling in it. I mean, he wants you to know. He wants you to know. In this two-minute infomercial, he wants you to know that he is the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus.
Distinctive of the African-American heritage or experience. For example, the office of the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus is titular to the denominations contiguous to the college, because it only provides moral and spiritual authority and not constitutional authority. That is to say, my office is intended to be a roadmap and not...
His office. But as you can see, you can't find this office in Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some, Christ, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Back in the 1980s, when I was going to Bible college and seminary, it was being drummed in my mind that Christ had a fivefold ministry. I never heard of Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. my professors were giving the lectures on the fivefold ministry. You see, he says, my office is but a roadmap. But where is it leading? To Rome. Because Metropolitan points people back to the mother city. The mother city. What's the mother city? Revelation 17:5. The mother of harlots. So, my dear brothers and sisters, please, as we go through Proposition 41, the office of Metropolitan is unscriptural. That's established. Number two, it is the invention of Rome. That's established. This is not a Greek invention. This is not a Phoenician invention. It is not a Philistine invention. It is not a Babylonian invention. It's not an Assyrian invention. It is a Rome invention. It is a Romish invention. And is completely anti-Christian. Now, reading to you from the People's Bible Dictionary, let me just quickly read to you there, from there. Excuse me. The People's Bible Dictionary, which was written by Edwin W. Rice, a true doctor of divinity. This was published by the American Sunday School Union, 1893. Now, concerning Antichrist. I'm reading from the article pertaining to Antichrist. Dr. Rice says this. He wrote this in 1893. He writes, the papal church, putting its traditions in the place of the papal church, putting its traditions in the place of the scriptures, putting the Virgin Mary, the saints, the Pope, the priest, good works, the mass, purgatory, etc., as a way of salvation in place of salvation by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, is preeminently Antichrist. Let me read that to you again. This is a lengthy article that he has on the Antichrist. But he concludes the article by saying, the papal church, putting its traditions, in other words, canon law, putting its traditions in the place of the scriptures, putting the Virgin Mary, the saints, the Pope, the priests, good works, the mass, purgatory, etc., as a way of salvation, in place of salvation by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, is preeminently Antichrist. You see, my brothers and sisters, why is the office of the Metropolitan, why is it Antichrist? Well, because this man is inserting it and putting it, and he makes no mention, and does not honor the office of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. He is inserting into the African-American church a office that was invented by Rome to corrupt, pervert, and leaven the African-American church. And anything from Rome, as we read here, and as the Holy Spirit would lead you to conclude, anything that comes from papal Rome, the papal church, is preeminently Antichrist. Why? Because the word Antichrist, anti, can mean two things. Against Christ, and that's what this organization is. It is against Christ. Why is it against Christ? Because it elevates, look. Bear with me. Hold on 1 minute. It says here in his book, The Bishopric. Let me read to you. Okay, on page 61. These are the offices in the African American church now. These are the offices. In the African American church, you used to have apostles. You used to have prophets. You used to have evangelists. You used to have pastors. You used to have teachers, but not anymore. Based on this man's book on page 61 and 62, this is what you now have. You have the presiding bishop. He's on top. Following the presiding bishop is the ordinary diocesan bishop, followed by the coadjutor bishops, followed by the suffragan bishop, followed by the auxiliary bishop. You see, notice, no mention of apostles, no mention of prophets, no mention of evangelists, no mention of pastors. So what have they done? They've taken what Christ gave, they took that out, and they substituted it. Anti means against, but also anti means in place of. Just like the Antichrist that is to come, he's against Jesus, but what does he do? Well, he sets himself up in place of Jesus. Just like this organization has set up the presiding bishop first, then the ordinary bishop, then the coadjutor bishop, then the suffragan bishop, then the auxiliary bishop, and they put those in place of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. So instead of us having what Christ gave us, they removed it. And in its place, they put these inventions of Rome. And the papal church is preeminently Antichrist. Why? Because it removes Jesus. Instead of having Jesus, they put the saints. Instead of having Jesus, they give you Mary. Instead of having Jesus, they promote purgatory, indulgences, good works, prayers to the dead. The veneration of relics, all of that as a gospel of works instead of the gospel of grace. So we've proven proposition number 41. The office of the Metropolitan is unscriptural. And I would challenge the Metropolitanus Archiepiscop himself, the grand exalted mystic ruler himself, I would challenge him to call this broadcast. The number is 646-564-9730. I would like to ask him to give us one Bible verse. One Bible verse. One. Showing us where you can find the office of Metropolitan. Because he does call it an office. He does call it an office. Here it is again. It's his words. Here it is.
My office is intended to be a roadmap and not a law. My office is intended to be a roadmap and not a roadmap and not a law. My office is intended to be a roadmap and not a law. That is to say, my office is intended to be a roadmap and not a law.
But you see, we already have a roadmap. Jesus said, I am the way. I don't need you. I got Jesus. But you see how he's inserting himself? My office is intended to be a roadmap. But you're leading us right to Rome. You're leading us to papal Rome. You're leading us to the harlot church. You're leading us to the great harlot of Revelation 17. And not just the great harlot, but she's the mother of harlots. And now the African-American churches are her harlot daughters. And the man overseeing all of this is the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. The Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus. Well, there you have it, my brothers and sisters. I didn't have to yell and scream a whole lot to prove this one. This was a slam dunk. I'll be waiting to hear from the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus because if it was easy for me to prove, it should be easier for him to disprove. We'll be waiting for him to call in with the Bible verses. And by the way, I can give him the date when this title of Metropolitan started. I bet you he can't give me that. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. Well, Saints, I'll be back tomorrow with Proposition 42. Love you in Jesus' name, and keep the Reformation going. God bless.
A mighty boy.